阿门。
阿门。
我们大家一同打开雅各书第一章。
Let us turn to James chapter one。
我们打开雅各书第一章，我们要念第二十五节。
We want to read verse 25。
翻到了我对视，要大家一同开声对视。
I will read it once and all will read together。
雅各书第一章。
James chapter one。
第二十五节。
Verse 25。
若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。大家一同读一二三。若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。我们今天要思想特别这一节圣经里面的意义。
We want to meditate upon the meaning of this verse, verse 26.
有一次我到澳洲一个城市去讲道。
Once I was preaching in a city in Australia.
有一个牧师去接我。
There was a pastor that came to get me.
这个人是很爱主的。
This is a person that loves the Lord.
飞机下来的时候。
When I alighted from the plane.
第一句话说 ,Welcome you to Adelaide, the city of the churches before, but now our major is a homosex.
欢迎你来到我们的城市，我们城市以前是基督徒的城市，但是现在我们的市长是一个同性恋者。
We were the city of churches.
我们以前是教会的城市，
充满礼拜堂。
There are many churches here in the past.
But now our mayor is a homosexual.
现在我们的市长是一个同性恋的人。
Welcome you, man of God, to our place.
欢迎你，你是上帝的仆人。
Man of God.
就是上帝的仆人。
当我讲听见这句话的时候
，When I heard this phrase,
我就很严肃地问自己 ，Am I man of God?
I ask myself solemnly, 我是不是上帝的仆人？
我们如果看见一个人被选人的 man of the year, 我们就感到很伟大了。
Sometimes when we think of a person who is elected the man of the year, we think of this as a great person.
上《时代周刊》
For example, on Time Magazine.
上著名的报章
Or famous newspapers.
He is the man of the year.
这个人是这个时代的伟大的人。
He is the man of the century.
或者这个世纪伟大的人。
二十世纪，世纪的伟人，不是政治家，是爱因斯坦。
Albert Einstein was elected as the man of the century of the 20th century.
是一个发现 E is equal to MC square, 后来发明原子弹杀死很多人的那个 Einstein.
A person who discovered the theory of relativity that led to the invention of the atomic bomb.
也是发现怎么样释放原子的能力产生发电用处、和平用处，伟大的科学家 Einstein.
Einstein discovered destructive power, but also constructive power in power generation.
但是我们如果说这个人是 man of God,
but if you say 这个人是一个上帝的仆人，
这是何等伟大的称呼！
This is a great honor.
何等崇高的身份
！A very high status.
那么到底有什么人有资格被称为 man of God？
But who would qualify for this？
是那些真正从神领受使命的人。
Is it a person that truly receive a calling from God？
或者那些清楚怎样过敬畏上帝的生活的人
？Or a person that knows how to lead holy life？
或者把人领到上帝的旨意中间的那些影响力大的人呢
？Or people of great influence who can bring us under the will of God？
或者是传神话语的人
？Or a person that preach the word of God？
谁是神的人
？Who belongs to God？
如果一个人被称为 the man of the church。
If a person is man of the church,
教会的人物
a person that belongs to the church,
这已经代表一个宗派
it represents a denomination,
代表基督教的一个很重要的这个组织
a important organization.
但是 man of God 是代表上帝的
but man of God represents God.
那我们说 man of God,
now when we say a person is a man of God,
我们有时候说 the godly man,
or we use the word godly man as well.
谁是一个神的儿子，神的人呢？
Who is this man of God?
敬畏上帝的。
It's a person that fears God.
敬虔的人。
A person that lives godly life.
人称呼你是敬畏上帝的人。
If you are known as a man of God,
那还比较好意思接受。
Or you are known as a person who lives holy life, you can accept it.
人从旁边看出来的。
They can observe this.
人从监察、观望看出你有神的敬畏的心在你里面。
When they look at you and your lifestyle, they know that you fear God.
但是这里说的有一些人是自己以为自己敬虔。
But here it says some people consider themselves religious.
自己以为自己是神的人。
They believe themselves to be persons of God.
自己以为自己是敬畏上帝的人。
That they are people who fear God.
那么这些人到底应当有怎样的条件
？But what would qualify them to be so?
原来在新约的时候，有一种人叫做敬虔人。
In the New Testament, there are people known as the godly men.
圣经好几次提到这种敬虔人。
The Bible mentioned them many times.
这些人是犹太人，不是。
Are they Jews? They were not.
犹太人有没有敬虔的？有。
Are they godly Jews? Yes, they were.
圣经里面新约时代敬虔人这个特别的名称是指一种很特殊的人。
But in the New Testament, godly man refers to a special group of people.
是指哪一种人呢？
Which group?
是指那些希腊宗教里面不满意他们的神明而归向耶和华的人。
It refers to the Greeks that are not satisfied with their own religion and they become believers of God.
因为这些人承继了希腊的文化。
They have inherited the Greek culture.
而希腊的社会所敬拜的是 Olympus 山上那些神明。
But the Greeks would worship the gods upon Mount Olympus.
这是神明中间主爱情的叫做 Venus。
Venus is in charge of love among the gods.
主活的叫做 Prometheus.
Prometheus will take care of the fire.
主艺术的叫做 Apollo.
And Apollo was in charge of art.
主音乐的叫做 Muse.
Muse was in charge of music.
还有主这一个许许多的不同势力的神。
And they have different gods for different functions.
好像战神。
The god of war.
最高的神。
The highest god.
许多不同的神。
Many different gods.
他们都有不同的范围，有不同的名称。
They all have different realms and different names.
最高的神叫做 Theos.
The highest god is called Theos.
这个名字到罗马帝国把它搬过去的时候，就改名叫做 Jupiter.
And the Romans considered it as Jupiter.
那么罗马帝国就把 Prometheus 把它改名，就叫做 Mars.
And in the Roman Empire, Prometheus became Mars.
把 Aphrodite 改名叫做 Venus.
And Aphrodite became a Venus.
所以这样呢，我们看见罗马的神原来就是希腊的神。
And the Roman gods were once Greek gods.
那么自从希腊的这个苏格拉底以后。
After Socrates,
就有一些有思想的人认为这些人不够资格成为人的神。
There were thinkers who think that these gods were not qualified.
这些神明的道德败坏的不得了。
Because these gods apparently lead immoral lives.
他们乱犯奸淫。
They had adultery.
他们跟自己的孩子的这个跟自己的媳妇犯奸淫。
And they committed incest.
所以这些神充满妒忌、凶杀、仇恨、恶毒的念头。
And their lives were filled with thoughts of evil and jealousy.
所以这种怎么可以叫做人的神呢？
So thinkers believe these cannot be gods.
所以这些比较好的希腊人就开始怀疑他们的宗教。
And these Greek thinkers began to doubt their own faith.
让他们内心的深处相信一定有更高更高的神明，不但的位置比这些高，而且道德比这些神明还更高超。
In their heart, they think that there must be a god that's better than their gods and with better ethical considerations.
这就是圣经所说的，上帝造人的时候。早就把他的存在放在人心灵的深处里面了。
The Bible tells us that when God made us, He put His presence in our heart.
但是这位神到底在哪里？
But where is this God?
所以后来到犹太人到处做生意的时候，给许多的希腊人发的，犹太人什么神都不拜，只敬拜创造天地的独一的神。
The Jews went all over the world to trade, and the Greeks discovered that the Jews would only worship one God, Creator of heaven and earth.
所以他们就受吸引了。
And the Greeks were attracted.
他们就受影响了。
And influenced.
他们从心灵的深处就向往犹太人所敬拜的独一的真神。
From their heart, they want this one God.
所以这些人就慢慢慢慢离开他们的希腊宗教的神明敬拜。
And slowly they left the Greek gods.
他们就慢慢慢慢从心灵深处敬拜那一位独一的神，但是不知道他名叫什么。
But in their heart, they will worship this one God, although they do not know of Him.
这样在雅典就有个祭坛献祭。不是给 Hercules 献祭，不是给 Io 献祭，不是给 Aphrodite， 不是给这些已经知道的名的神。
And in Athens there is a temple that gives sacrifice not to all the Greek gods.
他们就在这个 altar 上面写给未知之神。
On the altar is written to the unknown God.
我们还没有认识他。
In other words, we do not yet know him.
一定有一位神是很伟大。
But surely there will be a great God.
那么那些受犹太人影响的人。
Those who have been influenced by the Jews,
他直接相信有一位上帝。
They believe there is one true God.
这些人是没有资格到耶路撒冷去进圣殿。
They are not worthy to go to Jerusalem and enter the temple.
不但不是犹太血统。
Because they are not the Jews.
他们也没有这个律法的知识。
They were also not familiar with the laws.
他们不认识摩西所传下来的真理。
They did not know the truth from Moses.
所以他们就很自然地相信，内心深处应当敬畏一位上帝。
But naturally, they believe that they should honor one God.
然后他们就过一个很敬虔的生活。
And they live a life of reverence.
他们对人凭良心做事。
By their conscience, they will treat each other well.
他们远离恶事。
And they were away from evil doings.
照顾穷人。
They took care of the poor.
他不随便犯罪。
And they would not sin haphazardly.
他们过一个很清正的生活。
They led a clean life.
所以这种人叫做敬虔人。
These were the godly men.
虽然又不是犹太人。
They were not Jews.
又没有学习律法。
They didn't learn of the laws.
又不敬拜假神。
They did not pray to false gods.
我尊重独一的上帝。
They pray to one God.
凡事敬畏这位上帝。
And fear this one God.
过良善帮助人的生活。
And live a good life to help others.
这种人叫做敬虔人。
These are the godly men.
那么呢，哥尼流就是这种人。
Cornelius was one such person.
哥尼流是敬畏上帝、严厉恶事、常常行善的外邦人。
He was a Gentile that feared God and always do good things and away from evil.
当彼得被圣灵感动到哥尼流家里去传道的时候
，When Peter was inspired by the Holy Spirit and went to preach to him,
他本来不要去。
At first, he didn't want to go.
因为犹太人有个自义的心。
The Jews had a self-righteous attitude.
民族的狭窄心。
And they were narrow-minded.
看这些是外邦人。
They said these are the Gentiles.
是不洁净的人。
They are unclean.
我们是洁净的人。
We have been clean.
我是蒙拣选的人。
We are the chosen one.
我们是从小学习律法的人。
We have learned the law since we were child.
我们为什么要把福音传给这些人呢？
Why should we preach the gospel to them?
不洁净的外邦人，我是不接触他们。
I will not touch the unclean Gentiles.
这个观念是彼得不愿意去。
This concept created a reluctance in Peter.
基弗跟约拿不要到尼尼微去，是同出一辙。
Similar to Jonah not wanting to go to Nineveh.
上帝三次把一个包的东西里面印着包着了许多不洁净的动物下来说：“你宰了，吃吧。”
But in a vision, God showed him three times the unclean things and commanded him to eat of it.
Peter 说：“我从来不吃这不洁净的东西。”
Peter said, "I've never eaten unclean food."
这个大包里面所有的动物都是摩西吩咐我们不可以吃的东西。
Because all these things are commanded by Moses that we may refrain from.
上帝说：“我所洁净的，你不可以当作是污秽的。”
But God said, "Things that I have cleansed, you ought not to treat as unclean."
你说上帝到底曾经讲过的话，他自己推翻自己，他讲过的，为什么他不做呢？
Why would God overturn what He has said?
这本来就是不洁净的东西。
And these were unclean things.
有许多事情的总原则不是这样明白的。
But we should not understand the general principle in this way.
上帝这个时候对这个彼得说：“我所分别为圣的，你不可当作污秽的。”
Now God said that what God has made pure, do not consider unclean.
也明白了以后，彼得就去了。
After Peter understood, he went.
原来圣灵感动他去哥尼流家里传道，圣灵也感动哥尼流一家跟那些的人已经预备听他的话语。
The Holy Spirit not only inspired Peter, also the entire family of Cornelius to listen to him.
当彼得到哥尼流家的时候
，I believe when Peter went to his house.
单单看哥尼流的情形，看他的状况，看他的这个表现，就知道他是一个敬畏上帝的人。
Peter would have recognized him as a person who feared God.
你想外邦人没有好人吗？
Are there no good people among the Gentiles?
你想教会里面都是好人吗？
Are all the good people in the church only?
你想教会里面有资格看不起外邦那些还不信主的人？
And do you think that the church should look down on the Gentiles?
会不会有神还没有成为得救的人，仍然在外邦中间，他们暂时寄居还没有回来呢？
Could it be that God has elected people among the Gentiles who have not yet returned?
耶稣说：“我还有一些的羊不在这群里面。”
Jesus Christ said, "There are some sheep that is not within this fold."
你们去把它带回，归回一群。
Go and bring them back to the fold.
这就是真正布道的动机。
This is the true motivation for evangelism.
布道的人不可轻看还没有信主的。
A preacher ought not to despise those who do not believe.
布道人一定要相信神有一些的羊还没有进到教会里面来。
A preacher must believe that there are some sheep that has not returned.
那你用真正的爱把他们带回的时候
，And when we bring them back with true love,
谁知道以后他们会比现在你所认识的基督徒都更好
？Perhaps they could be better than many Christians you know.
这种心就是改变人从不愿意去变成愿意去的真正的动机。
This is a true motive why a person would want to go finally.
所以彼得看见哥尼流的时候
，When Peter saw Cornelius,
在讲道中间就出现了一句话语。
In his sermon, he said this.
原来万国中间，凡行善的人都蒙上帝所悦纳。
That the Lord is pleased among the nations, all who do good works.
这些人是谁呢？
Who were these people?
在别的国家。
They are in other nations.
在犹太以外。
Out of the Jews.
在教会以外。
Out of the church.
有一些上帝预备有一天要得救的人。
There are people that have been prepared for salvation by God.
他们是敬虔人。
They are God-fearing.
他们正在等候福音的传来。
They are waiting for the gospel.
他们改变也会变成很好的基督徒。
After they have been transformed, they will become good Christians.
这个是整个 彼得的心态完全改变过来。
And therefore, this turned Peter all around.
所以他说原来。
He said, "So this is the case."
什么叫原来呢
？What does this mean?
就是我从前不知道，现在我明白了。
It means that in the past I did not know. Now I know.
我现在才知道有这样的事情。
Now I know this is the case.
原来外邦人中间那些行善、那些敬畏上帝、远离恶事的人。都是上帝所悦纳的。
That God accepts from every nation those who fear Him and do what is right.
这句话是不是表示这些不信主外邦人是主动得救，因为蒙上帝悦纳的
？Does that mean that they are saved because God was pleased with them?
不是的。
No.
如果是的话，就表示人可以因为自己的行为而变成基督徒的。
Well, if that were the case, it means that by actions we can be saved.
蒙神悦纳不等于得救。
When God is pleased with someone, it doesn't mean that they must be saved.
上帝喜欢一些人照着普遍的恩惠行出那些上帝喜欢的善行。
God is pleased when people do good works based on His common grace.
而不同的地方在哪里呢
？The difference is,
就是这些人因为行善就夸自己的义，就蒙上帝所恨恶。
God hates those who boast about their own good work.
那些人行善感到自己不够，又等候福音的人，就蒙上帝所喜爱。
And God is pleased with those who do good works and still feel inadequate.
所以在外邦中间有一些好人，他们正等候上帝的福音。
Among the Gentiles, there are good people who are waiting for the gospel.
外邦中间有许多的好人，他们正因为自义而抵挡上帝的福音。
At the same time, many in the Gentiles are self-righteous and oppose the gospel.
那么这些好人是敬虔人。
These were God-fearing people.
因为他们不敬拜偶像。
They were not worshiping idols.
他们不接受加深。
They will not accept false gods.
他们不接受罪恶的试探。
They will not accept temptations of sin.
他们过着圣洁的生活。
They led holy lives.
他们又要周济贫穷。
They help the poor.
他们尽量有善行。
And help, try to do good work.
这人蒙上帝所悦纳。
And God is pleased.
那在教会里面呢
？But in the church,
有些人自己以为自己很敬虔。
Many people think of ourselves as religious.
自己已经很爱主。
That we love the Lord.
因为自己的生活已经是很好了。
That we have holy lives.
所以这些人就自以为敬虔。
And we think of ourselves as religious.
别人认为是敬虔的，跟自己以为是敬虔的是不同的两种人。
To be considered as religious and when you consider yourself as religious are two different things.
外邦中间蒙上帝拣选，现在还没有归主的敬虔人，跟那些没有蒙上帝拣选，是以为自己已经在教会就一定蒙得救的人，这是两种不同的人。
There are two different people: the Gentiles that are waiting for salvation of God, and people who assume that they are already saved by God.
那些是蒙拣选，但是还没有得救的人。
Those in the Gentiles have been elected but still not saved.
另外也是加入教会，是以为自己是蒙拣选的人。
Another group has already been in church and they thought of themselves as saved.
这样分析下去是很可怕的。
If you analyze further, it is quite frightening.
我有一次讲完了以后，我一个学生问，我到现在怀疑我是不是得救的人了。
Once I was preaching and one of my students said, "Now I am in doubt whether I have been saved."
那他上了一整个学期一定问的问题，结果他吓得半死。
After the whole semester on election, he was so frightened.
他怕得不得了。
He was afraid.
如果我是一个不蒙拣选的人，哦，以为自己的救，我不是很可怜吗
？He said, "Isn't it very frightening if I assume that I have been saved, but I'm actually not?"
怎么讲他都没有办法胜过他自己的怀疑。
No matter how I explained, he could not overcome his doubts.
结果我用一句话，他就坚固起来。
In the end, I strengthened him with a sentence.
我说，像你这样怕不得救的人，是很难不得救的。
I say that since you're so afraid of not being saved, you're probably saved.
这就是你需要恩典的一个记号。
This is a mark that you need grace.
这就是你依靠上帝的一个动机。
This is why you will rely on God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这些圣经要告诉我们什么呢
？What is this verse trying to say?
有一些人自以为是敬虔的人。
There are people who consider themselves religious.
自以为是敬畏上帝的人。
That they fear God.
有一些人自以为是比别人更好的人。
Some people think of themselves better than others.
这些人是不是真正好的基督徒呢
？But are they really true good Christians?
不是的。
No.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为从一件事看出他们不是敬虔的人。
From one matter, we can see they are not really God-fearing.
就是他们从来没有约束自己的口。
On the matter of having a tight rein on their tongue.
没有勒住自己的舌头。
They have not constrained their speech.
所以他们的嘴唇常常发出那些不应当的言语从他们的口中出来。
And from their mouth you will hear many things that ought not to have been said.
所以最近的圣经告诉我们。
This verse tells us.
若有人自以为是一个敬虔的人。
If anyone considers himself religious.
自以为。
Consider himself.
人家没有看出来。
Not from others.
他自己以为他是敬虔的人。
He think of himself as righteous.
他却没有勒住他的舌头。
But at the same time, he doesn't constrain his tongue.
敬虔是虚的。
His religious is deception.
现在的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这里就会看见有些假的敬虔。
Here it tells us there are false holiness，
有些空的敬虔
，or empty holiness，
有些没有实质的敬虔
，or holiness that doesn't have content。
今天我们要谈的问题
，This is what we want to talk about this evening。
基督徒自称为基督徒，他应当用一个怎样的口来表现他的生活
？When we proclaim ourselves as Christians, how should we constrain our tongue？
一个基督徒应当怎样？又说自己的嘴唇，又说自己的舌头，好显出他是一个敬畏上帝的人。
How a Christian should constrain his tongue so that he can be seen as a person who fears God？
我们中国人说，一言可以兴邦，一言也可以败国。
The Chinese say that your sentence can raise a whole nation and also destroy it.
我们有时候用一句话随便出口了以后，我们对别人的伤害，伤杀力多大，我们没有注意。
Very often we do not realize that our very speech would hurt others greatly.
当然不能说我讲了以后我要完全负责，因为有许多人的感受是过分的，他自己是有毛病的。
But of course, sometimes people do overreact.
但是我们应当很谨慎我们的言语。
But we are to be cautious what we say.
因为言语所代表的意义。
Because the meaning behind the words.
被认真的领受的时候。
When it is being received.
就可能变得很伟大的建造力量，也可能变得很可怕的摧毁的力量。
Could be greatly constructive or greatly destructive.
所以我们一定要用一个怎样的灵性来约束自己的口，这是基督徒一个很重要的功课。
Christians therefore need to learn about spirituality and the control of our speech.
一个能控制自己的人是一个可以控制世界的人。
A person who has self-control can control the world.
一个控制自己的人要从自己的舌头先控制起。
And self-control must start from the control of the tongue.
一个没有办法控制舌头的人，也没有办法控制他全身的七情六欲。
A person who cannot control his tongue cannot control his other emotions.
我们中国人说呢，处事戒多言，言多必失。
The Chinese say that when we do things in life, we speak very often.
中国人说，病从口入，祸从口出。
That we get sick from the things we eat and we make mistakes from the things we say.
那么这些许多言语的差错是为什么呢？
Why do we make errors in the way we speak?
因为我们对言这个字的意义跟言在意义的发这个发出的这个力量中间，我们没有认真的去追讨。
One of the reasons is because we do not really understand the meaning of language.
言是很重要的事情。
Language is very important.
言就是意义的表达。
Language is an expression of meaning.
而意义是言语的基础。
And the meaning is the foundation of any language.
言语是意义的表达。
And language is the expression of a meaning.
言语就用声音把它带出来了。
A language is brought forth by a voice.
所以这样，道是意义的根本。
The logos is the foundation of meaning.
意义是言语的基础。
And meaning is the foundation of language.
言语就是声音表现出来。
And language moves forth with a voice.
声里面要有音。
And so in our voice there must be a sound.
音的后面要有语。
And there must be language behind the sound.
语的后面要有言。
And behind the sound there must be a meaning.
言的后面要有意义。
And there must be purpose for the sound.
意义的后面要有道。
And there must be logos behind everything.
道的后面就是灵的功用。
And behind logos is spiritual functions.
所以上帝造人的时候。
When God made men.
把我们造成有灵的活人。
We are made spiritual living beings.
人就以道发生可能的关系。
And we have a relationship with logos.
再借着圣灵把道光照在我们心里面。
The Holy Spirit sends us the Word of God.
我们心灵受道的感染，受道的影响。
And our heart is influenced by logos or the Word.
我们就从上帝的道里面找到了整个做人的意义。
And in the logos and word of God, we find the purpose of life.
把我们这个意义把它表达出来的时候
，When we express this purpose,
我们就选择了适当的言语来把它表达出来。
We will choose the appropriate language to express it.
像文以载道跟言以载义是同样的意思。
And so language carries logos, and the way we speak carries meaning.
我们用声音把我们要表达的言语讲出来。
In our voice, we express what we want to say.
舌头就变成灵性的一个工具。
And therefore, our tongue becomes the tool of spirituality.
舌头就变成意义的一个表达的工具。
And the tool of expression of meaning.
有言的人不一定有语。
A person that speaks may not make sense.
哑巴的人还有要讲的话对大家说。
So even a mute has words that he wants to speak.
他没有声音可以表达出来。
Although he has no voice.
或者他的声音没有办法表达他的言语。
Or the voice cannot express a audible language.
他的手可以用文字把它写下来。
But he can express it in writing.
声音的背后是言语。
Behind all voices is the language.
背后是意义。
Behind all language is the meaning.
意义的背后是真理。
Behind all meaning is the truth.
是道的本体。
The logos.
把道就借着灵把它表达出来了。
And logos is the expression of the spirit.
像我们看见有言语有灵把意义表达成原意的，一共只有四样。
There are four things that can be expressed in language.
一样就是神。
The first one is God.
第二样就是人。
The second one is humanity.
第三样就是天使。
The third one are angels.
第四样就是魔鬼。
The fourth are the devils.
神、人、天使、魔鬼以外，没有任何一样的物可以把意义用言语表达出来。
Other than God, human beings, angels, and the devils, no other beings can express in language.
虽然圣经还记载有两次动物也讲话。
The Bible recorded twice that the animals spoke.
一次是在伊甸园里面的蛇。
The first one is the serpent in the Garden of Eden.
另外一次是巴兰的这一个驴。
The other one is the donkey of the Balaam.
但是这两件事是有特殊的这个表达，不是普通的动物的声音。
But these are not normal voices of animals.
所以我们还是归成四类。
So there are still the four.
神话发言。
God can speak.
天使发言。
Angels could speak.
人发言。
The human being speaks.
撒旦发言。
And Satan speaks.
这四样都是灵体，有灵体共用的位格。
All four are persons with spirituality.
上帝是灵。
God is a spirit.
天使是灵。
The angel is a spiritual being.
撒旦是灵。
Satan is a spiritual being.
人是有灵的活物。
Human being is living things with spirit.
灵跟言产生关系。
So there is a relationship between the spirit and words.
当我们讲话的时候。
When we speak.
这是表示我们有灵的功用，有言语的表达，有意义的承载，有道的认识。有声音把言语把它载出来。
It means we have the voice to bring forth language behind the language. There is meaning behind the meaning. There is a spirit.
所以一个人的言语就是他灵性的一个表现。
Our language, therefore, is the expression of spirituality.
我们讲的话就是我们的位格，我们灵性的一个表达。
The things we say expresses our spiritual state.
凡是对发言没有谨慎、没有认真态度的人，都不可能成为伟大的人格。
A person that is not cautious in the way he speaks cannot possibly be a great person.
但是对言语有很清楚的认识，怎样跟意义建立在一起，在上帝的道生根建造的人，都成为伟大的人。
But a person who is great is often a person who is very cautious in the way he speaks because he understands the consequences.
基督徒应当对发言，基督徒应当对讲话，基督徒应该对神的道与我们的发言的这个意义表达的关联有很认真的认识。
The Christians ought to understand in depth the relationship between God's word and the way we speak.
如果有人自以为敬虔。
If a person considers himself religious,
却不勒住自己的舌头。
But does not keep a tight rein on his tongue.
这个人的敬虔是虚假的。
His religion is worthless.
雅各就这样定了一个原则。
James gave us this definition.
雅各就这样把这种虚假的罪把它定下来。
And give us this sin of deception.
所以我们应当很谨慎我们讲的话。
So we need to be cautious what we are saying.
我们应当勒住我们的舌头。
And control our tongue.
那这样我们才可以做一个真正敬虔的人。
Then we can be truly religious.
那么一个敬虔的人怎样勒住他的舌头呢？
How then can we control our tongue?
我们从消极方面先看。
Let us look at it passively.
再从积极方面来看。
And then actively.
一个敬虔的人不应当讲怎么样的话呢？
What sort of things should a religious person not say?
一样。
Firstly.
所以肮脏污秽的话都不可提。
Things that are filthy ought not to be even mentioned.
那些卑鄙的。
Things that are despicable.
下流的。
Things that are lowly.
淫荡的。
Things that are of lust.
歪风的。
Things that are crooked.
那些没有道德价值的污秽的话语都不应当粘在我们的口中。
Words that are filthy or not to even appear in our lips.
有的人习惯了讲肮脏的话。
Some people are used to telling dirty jokes.
讲很粗的话。
And vulgar languages.
这是骂人的话。
Words that scold people.
都把那些肮脏污秽的下流的话放在他言语中间。
And their words are filled with filth.
这是第一样我们一定不可以讲的。
This is the first thing we must avoid.
如果我们是个敬畏上帝的人。
If we are a person that fears God.
就应当禁止我们的口讲那些污秽下流 低级的话语。
We must constrain our tongue that we will not speak words of filth.
这我们一定要养成习惯。
This must be our habit.
约束自己。
To constrain ourselves.
提醒自己。
To remind ourselves.
我们的口是分别为圣。
That our mouth ought to be sanctified.
我们的口是我们的主耶稣宝血洗净的。
It has been cleansed by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
丢弃这种的言语。
We must depart away from vulgar languages.
约束我们的舌头。
And control our tongue.
不出这种的言语。
That words like this will not appear.
这是第一样。
This is the first one.
第二样。
Second.
一个敬虔的人。
A religious person.
不应当讲毁灭性的或者摧毁性的那个败坏人的话语。
He should not have words that would destroy others.
因为我们讲话的时候
，When we speak,
有不可能使人的灵性会败退下来。
We may harm other spirituality.
使人的信心被打垮下来。
Or reduce the faith of others.
使人的灵性盼望被打下来。
That their hope may be destroyed.
以至于他们就变成一个没有办法、没有力量在向前走的人。
So much so that people will be discouraged. They cannot even move forward.
印尼有一个很好的弟兄。
In Indonesia, there is a good brother.
这个人从外国去读书。
Who went overseas to study?
念了神学毕业回来。
After he graduated,
他常常感到自己是比较没有恩赐的。
He often feels of himself as not talented.
但他很爱主。
But he loves the Lord.
愿意侍奉主。
And wants to serve him.
读神学读了毕业。
He finished his theological studies.
回到印尼的时候。
When he returned to Indonesia,
他的走路、他的讲话不大像传道人。
The way he behaved doesn't look like a preacher.
有一个牧师说，像你这样的人，一点不像传道人，你还敢做传道？就讲一句话。
A minister said, a person like you is not worthy to be a preacher.
那一天开始，他就变得灰心消沉，到现在不做传道。
From that time onwards, he was so discouraged he never preached.
现在他已经差不多60岁了。
He's about 60 today.
为什么呢？就是有一句不造就的话把他打下去了。
He was destroyed by a mere sentence.
那么感谢主，他还是很爱主。
But thanks to the Lord that he still loves the Lord.
还是很谦卑侍奉主。
And with humility, he still serves.
但是每一次想要为做见证，想要侍奉主，就感觉到自己不配，就这样打下去。
But every time he is about to speak, he thinks of himself as unworthy.
这个传道人
，this preacher
是一个牧师
，is a pastor.
为什么他讲这样的话语
？Why did he say things like that?
他没有谨慎勒住自己的舌头。
It was because he did not rein in his tongue.
我看见这样的情形一共有三次，我现在只有提一个。
I have seen three examples, and I'm only mentioning one.
因为我们有时讲话就把别人打下去，使别人垮下去，但我们没有自救。
Sometimes we do not realize that our sentences would destroy another person.
圣经说，你只要讲造就人的话。
The Bible says we are only to speak of words of encouragement.
有时候我们讲话的时候
，Sometimes when we speak,
人得到新的盼望
，People may receive new hope.
点燃起来了。
And new hope ignites.
人生命眺望起来。
And their life will be revived.
那个鼓励性的话语。
Words of encouragement.
建造性的话语。
Words that build up.
那个把人眺望起来的话语。
Build words that inspire others.
还是基督徒应当讲的话语。
These are things Christians should speak.
有一个人他对我说。
There was a person who spoke to me.
我跟某某人谈话。
He said, when I speak to this person,
感觉到生命充满意义，前途是有盼望，我做人应当更积极。
I feel that there's meaning in life, there is a hope for the future, and I will be more active.
但是相反的，
But conversely,
我跟另外一个人谈话，
when I speak to this other person,
每次跟他谈了就感到做人没有意义。
Every time I speak to him, I feel there's no hope.
感到前面没有什么路可以走。
There are no way out.
因为他每次谈只谈困难的地方，谈不可能的地方，谈令人灰心的事情。
Because every time the person talk, he talk about impossibility, things that are disappointing.
我们是不是这样的人？
Are we people that belong to this class?
我们今天是不是讲那些摧毁性的话语？
Do we speak words that are destructive?
讲那些呢，使人失去盼望的话语？
Things that discourages people.
使人没有办法振作起来的话语？
Things that make other people not want to fight anymore.
我们要开始学习，勒住，学习支配我们自己的言语。
And let us learn to control our tongue and our languages.
这是第二样不可以讲的话。
These are the second things that we should not say.
第三样不可以讲的话是什么话呢？
The third group of things we shouldn't talk about.
那些不负责任、没有证明、也没有办法证实的谣言。
Would be rumors that are irresponsible and cannot be proven.
我们常常有个习惯，以为人讲的都是对的。
We have this habit thinking that anything we hear must be right.
远处的越没有关系的人讲的话，我们越相信。
We believe words by people who are far far away.
越亲近的人讲话，我们越不相信。
And we would not believe things that people beside us say.
所以，有许多的人就习惯了在这种生活的中间。
Many people have this habit.
那么，他们就把他以为是可靠而没有办法证实的话，就自然而然的传给别人。
And they like to talk about things that they think are right.
结果我们就谣言四处飞。
This is how rumors occur.
真正叫你交代出你这句话的证实可信度在哪里，我们都哑口无言。
But when we are asked to prove our case, we often have nothing to say.
所以王明道这样说。
And so Reverend Wang Mingdao said,
不能证实的话不可传。
Things that you cannot prove, you ought not to speak of.
这是王明道的出世格言里面一个很重要的话语。
These are important things that he lived by.
以及许多的以讹传讹。
Some people just spread rumors based on what they have heard.
越传变化越大。
And the more you spread, the more it changes.
越传是真越厉害。
And then the thing gets further away from the truth.
最后就完全改头换面。
In the end, the story has changed completely.
美国有一个图画叫做 Norman Rockwell.
In America, there was a great illustrator by the name of Norman Rockwell.
你们知道这个名字吗？
You may know of him.
他有一张很著名的图画，如果不错是100个人头。
There is a very important painting of his. There's 100 illustrations.
每一个人头都是相对的。
There are two faces facing each other.
一个人对别人讲话。
The first one spoke to a second person.
讲了以后，第二个是那个人在对第三个人讲话。
Then the second will speak to the third person.
有第三个人对第四个人讲话。
The third one to the fourth.
从表情你知道，第一个人讲的话本来是好好的，最后一个吓死了，因为已经变得很厉害了。
From the expression, the first person spoke of a good thing, but the last person heard a horrifying thing.
我看过两次张张图，可惜没有存下来。
I've seen this picture twice.
可能是在别人的图书馆里面看到。
It is actually in a museum.
有，我一定要把它找出来。
I must find this picture.
把那个图案把它放大。
And I will enlarge this picture.
好好再注意看。
And I will look at it again.
Norman Rockwell 所要表达的意义是什么呢？
What is the meaning that Norman Rockwell wants to express?
以讹传讹，结果呢，面目全非。
What he wanted to show is that rumors were distort things.
我们常常没有薪水也不要紧，没有酬报也不要紧，替魔鬼做宣传。
Very often we work for Satan without receiving any pay.
我说我心脏要去动手术。
When I say that I need surgery,
人家马上放在网络上面。
Many people write into the website.
他不是要搭桥了。
That Dr. Tong is going to have a bypass. That his heart is very bad.
所以结果中国大陆很多人一直为我祷告。
So in China, many people started to pray for me.
上个礼拜有人说你看到了，现在就可以讲到感谢主这么快。
Last week, somebody said that wow, you recover so fast after your surgery.
我说我不曾开刀。
I said I have not gone for surgery.
那我们已经为你祷告很久。
But that person said we've been praying for you for a long time.
我说你们传这些事常常比传福音更快。
I said you all like to spread rumors, but not preach the gospel.
因为我们传这些的话语呢。
Because when we spread words like this,
以为特别是有名的人
especially if people who are more famous,
一传人家就爱听
people like to hear stories.
大家很喜欢听有名的人
everybody want to hear about famous people.
你传你爸爸有病，没有人睬你的
if you tell people your father is sick, no one cares.
特别四周的人都不大喜欢他的，更不要听他的
especially people who do not like your father.
但你讲某某有名的人有什么事情，马上大家睁开耳朵来听了
but you say, well, this famous person, something has happened, everybody want to listen.
所以我们喜欢效劳。
We want to follow this and spread rumors.
我们传言不能正式的话，有时候引起很大的风波，很大的败坏性。
But very often when we cannot prove our case, it is very destructive.
第三种不可以随便讲的话。
These are the third group of things we ought not to say.
第四种要勒住的舌头是什么呢？
The fourth group that we should constrain our tongue.
毁谤的话语。
Would be words of libel.
那些伤害别人的名誉的话。
Words that destroy the reputation of others.
这些的事我们不能传。
These are things we ought not to speak about.
能够把这些自己吞下子，自己知道就好了。这些人是正人君子。
A true gentleman would be able to constrain his tongue and think of things by himself only.
如果有一些人故意造化，故意建造一些假的见证人，破坏人名誉的人，这些人是很下流，是很下等的人。
A despicable person would be a person that creates story to destroy the reputation of others.
别人堂堂正正做人。
When another person lead an upright life,
辛辛苦苦建立他的声望。
I may have built a reputation with hard work.
辛辛苦苦建立他人格，被人信任。
And have a character that is trusted.
你随便一句的话就把别人名誉扫地了。
Perhaps a sentence from you would destroy all this.
故意败坏别人。
If you purposely want to destroy him,
故意毁谤别人。
And libelous against him.
这个罪是何等何等的大。
This is a great sin indeed.
所以圣经说你不可以做假见证陷害人。
The Bible says we are not to bear false witness.
你故意造假。
When you have false witness.
故意造化。
when you try to create falsehood to destroy the reputation of others, this is a great sin. We ought not to have these words. These are the fourth group. The fifth group of words. Words that will create greater misunderstanding between two parties, we ought not to say. The Christians ought to be a peacemaker.
基督徒无论如何, 一定要执著, 要止住这些纷争的事情。
Christians ought to stop all these misunderstandings.
人与人纷争是很简单的。
It is very easy for misunderstanding to occur.
人与人相吵是很容易的。
Easy to quarrel.
但已经有了成见的人再回过来，再和平过来是很难很难的事。
But very difficult to make peace between two quarreling parties.
我们无论如何只有讲造就人的话。
No matter how, we need to build each other up.
只有讲世人和平的话。
With words that will bring peace.
这样的话可以使世界更多的温馨。 使人与人的关系更多的温暖, 使社会更多的和平。
These words will bring warmth among relationship and bring peace in the society.
今天教会里面有一些很有钱人的太太。
In the church today, there are rich wives.
他们不愁吃不愁穿。
Who has nothing better to do in life.
他们从早到晚不必做工, 要用钱就有钱。
They don't have to work, they have money.
那么这些人呢, 要侍奉主, 因为没有事情做, 要消费时间, 就说我要去侍奉主。
And many of them say, well, I want to serve the Lord because they got nothing better to do. How would they serve?
参加布道队,
they would join a mission group, join the visitation.
这里听听那里讲, 哪里听听这里传, 变成了专门挑拨离间的人。
And they become people that create misunderstanding because what they hear here, they will repeat at another place.
因为他们是听又听错了。
Because sometimes they hear the wrong thing.
或者讲又再讲错了。
And then they repeat it wrongly.
或者把好事讲成坏事。
A good thing become bad.
当然越侍奉教会越败坏。
The more they serve, the worse it is for the church. The more they visit, the more misunderstanding there are.
人前讲人话, 鬼前讲鬼话。
At every different place, they say different things.
人鬼碰头, 他就无路可走。
And when the two parties get together, there will be no excuse.
越侍奉, 越热心, 教会越糟糕。
The more fervent they are, the worse it is.
保罗说有一些人是哀家闲游的。
The Apostle Paul says there are people that move from houses to houses to preach rumors.
而且妇女终究学道却不明白。
They will learn about the world all their life but never understood it.
到处讲那些不应该讲的话。
They are spreading things that ought not to have been spread.
制造人与人的紧张、误会、相争的关系。
And they create misunderstanding and anxieties.
这些都是我们绝对不可以讲的话。
These are words that we ought not to speak of.
你说主啊, 我要做一个敬虔的人。
You say, Oh Lord, I want to live holy life.
做一个敬虔的弟兄。
To be God-fearing.
做一个敬虔的姐妹。
A God-fearing brother or sister.
做一个敬虔的基督徒。
A God-fearing Christian.
一个做敬虔基督徒的人, 第一件事, 就是勒住他的石头。
The first task would be to control our tongue.
因为我们的石头可能产生的建造力量, 跟可能产生的破坏力量, 都是无可估量的。
Because it is unimaginable the amount of destruction or construction that it can make.
我们也没有想象到, 我们的影响力可能会那么大。
We may not have imagined that our power is so great.
因为我们如果是一个敬畏上帝的人,
But if we were a person that fear God, we must first discipline our tongue. We will say to our tongue, you are not to repeat things that ought not to be said. You yourself ought to be placed on the altar. That you become a tool of righteousness. A tool for righteousness, a vessel. That the righteousness of God may be expressed. Dear brothers and sisters, it's a very clear teaching from the Bible. In the ancient Greek, there is Aesop's fable.
主人对伊说说, 我要请客。
The master said to Aesop, I want to have guests. Go to the market.
你去买世界最好的东西, 来煮给我的人可吃。
Buy the best thing in the world to serve my guests.
所以呢，他就想来想去。
Aesop thought about it.
要买什么最好的东西呢？
What would be the best?
等时间到了，一说从市场里面回来了。
When the time is up, he returned from the market.
买的东西都是石头。
He bought all sorts of dung.
牛舌、猪舌、马舌一大堆石头。
From the cow or from the
那么主人说你买的都是石头啊。
And the master said, did you just buy tongues?
我叫你买世界最好的东西。
I asked you to buy the best thing in the world.
意思我想了想也没有东西比石头更好啊。
Aesop said, well, nothing is better than a tongue.
石头可以唱歌。
He can sing.
石头可以安慰人。
He can comfort.
石头可以鼓励人。
He can encourage.
石头可以演讲。
He can speak.
石头可以励志。
He can have inspiration.
石头可以使人得到鼓励。
He can encourage many people.
石头可以兴起全国士兵的精神。
He can boost the morale of all the people.
石头可以向来向你。 天下没有东西比石头更好。
So Aesop said, nothing is better than a
所以今天我要煮石头餐。
So today I will cook the 蛋。
餐餐盘盘都是石头。
Every dish is the 蛋。
告诉人我们好好用石头，我们多么造就，多么可以使别人得到好处。
To tell people that with the 蛋 we can encourage many people.
啊，他的主人讲有道理。
So the master said, well, sounds right.
这个仆人倒是很聪明。
This servant quite smart.
世界最好的东西就是石头。
The best thing in the world is the
不久有这个主人在对他的仆人就是一说说。
After a while, the master said to Aesop again,
我要再请人吃饭。
I want to have guests.
这次要请你买世界最坏的东西。
Now you have to buy the worst thing in the world.
你要买最坏的东西来煮给人家吃。
And cook it as a food.
最坏的东西可能煮得很好吃，对不对？
Maybe the worst thing in the world may make good food.
所以他就去买了。
And he went to buy.
买回来的时候，
When he came back,
又是一大堆石头。
Again, the 蛋。
这主人很奇怪了。
The master was curious.
你不是对我说世界最好的东西就是石头吗？
Did you not say the 蛋 is the best thing in the world?
所以上次买一大堆石头煮给人家吃，今天叫你买最坏的，怎么又是石头呢？
Why did you still buy the 蛋 for the worst things?
他说我想来想去，石头也是最坏的。
Aesop said, after thinking about it, the tongue is also the worst. The most evil words came from the tongue. We scold people with our tongue. We destroy others with our tongue. We libel other people with our tongue. We curse others with our tongue. So the tongue is the worst thing. So I bought it. The master thought sounds right again. Aesop was indeed a wise person. Dear brothers and sisters, the same tongue, can we praise God? We can. The same tongue, can we curse a person made in the glorious image of God? Yes, we can. The same tongue, can it inspire a young person to strive all his life?
可以的。
Yes, it can.
同样一个石头,
the same
tongue,
can it create a situation where a young person will commit suicide?
也可以的。
It also can.
今天我请问,
my question to you is, we are spirit.
我们有神的道,
we have the word of God.
我们有圣灵的引导,
the Holy Spirit guides us. We understand the word of God. We know how to preach the word of God with meaning and languages. The question is, how much time do we spend in speech that matters
money?
And how much time have we spent speaking of things that are meaningless? In the past 24 hours, how much speech did you make? How many things that you say to many people? In the past 24 hours, what have you spoken about? What were the contents? What was the motivation? Let us search ourselves. For the past week, how many people were encouraged by your words? How many discouraged people were inspired by you? How many people received hope because of your
words?
How many people were warned because of your words? How many people in doubt receive faith because of your words? May the Lord help us all. That before Him, let us be a person who truly bears responsibility. If a person considers himself as religious, and think of himself as God-fearing, yet does not keep a deep rein on his tongue, his religion is worthless. May the Lord help us.
止住我们过去恶言伤人那些诋毁毁谤 不造就的坏习惯。
Passively, let us get rid of all these habits that will destroy others in our speech.
那我们在这个造就的，在积极的方面，重新建立我们怎样帮助人做一个发言使人的造就的一个基督徒。
Actively, we want to be a Christian that will use our speech to encourage others.
上个礼拜我在印尼教会讲道的时候
，Last week when I was preaching in the Indonesian church,
我接到问题
，In question and answer,
有个新人发了一个很大胆的问题。
A young person asked a very bold question.
就是关于我们少年人手淫的事情。
It is about how masturbation affects us.
这个题目一念出来的时候
，When this question was asked,
很多人就很注意。Many
people wanted to see my answer.
因为很少人问这个问题。
Because few people would ask this question.
有的牧师看到问题放在后面就不答他了。
Some pastor will not answer a question like that.
那我想不对的。
I say this is not right.
很多少年人受这件事困扰太久了。
Because young people are often confused by this matter.
如果基督教不给他们答案
，If Christianity does not have an answer,
他们就到肮脏的书房里面找那些不对的答案。
They may find answers from filthy magazines.
就是我们不负责任。
We are not being responsible.
逃避现实。
We have escaped from the reality.
清楚的、很严正的解答这个问题。
And so I answered the question squarely.
我就面对这个问题，一点不避讳，一点不逃离。
I did not escape from the question.
把他们讲清楚。
To explain biblical principles.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这是什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
每一件事若是上帝造的，都是洁净的。
It means that everything made by God is clean.
而上帝洁净的，我们不可以当作污秽。
And things that God has made clean, we ought not to treat as impure.
当我们讨论性的问题的时候
，When we discuss about sexuality,
你讨论的态度比讨论的内容还更要紧。
Your attitude is more important than the content of the discussion.
这个问题就嬉皮笑脸是很邪恶的事情。
If you look at the question and then you take a light attitude, it is evil.
随便回答是很不负责任的问题。
And it is irresponsible if you have a wrong attitude.
看到这样的问题，你很严肃的把神的创造的美，把爱情的伟大，把性的结合是神圣的一个命令，以及如果人没有结婚，他在这件事情上是不是还可以享受呢？这我清楚的解答给他们听。
I answered them correctly based on biblical principle of what sexuality is all about, a gift from God for a relationship.
不能逃避事实。
We cannot escape from the facts.
否认性的功用就是否认上帝的创造。
If we deny functions of sexuality, we deny the creation of God.
只有结婚的人才可以享受性。
For those who are married, sex is a gift.
对那些从来没有机会结婚的人就没有办法享受性，是很不公正的。
And it is not right that the person who has not been married will not enjoy sexuality.
所以这个功用是存在的。
The function is there.
但是这个功用一定要正用，不能误用。
But you must use it correctly.
所以呢
，Therefore,
圣灵给我们节制的果子。
The Holy Spirit gives us self-control as one of our fruits.
顺服上帝。
We must be obedient to God.
不要以此变成滥交的机会。
And do not use this as a decadent lifestyle.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这样我们的原理。
So our words,
我们的立言,
the way we speak,
我们的劝勉,
our encouragement,
我们的解释,
our explanations,
根据圣经的原则,
must be based on biblical principles,
根据严正的动机,
based on the right attitude,
根据很严肃的这个立场,
with a solemn position,
来讲每一件事情,
to explain all things.
没有一件事是基督教不可以谈的。
Not one thing is beyond the realm of Christianity.
一件上帝造的东西是不洁净。
Not one thing made by God is not clean.
没有一件在圣经里没有提，但原则指示我们的，我们不可以讨论。
We can discuss anything that the Bible has mentioned.
我们可以讨论政治问题。
We can discuss about politics.
我们可以讨论伦理问题。
We can discuss about ethics.
我们可以讨论情欲的问题。
About sexuality.
我们可以讨论许多许多生活各层次的问题。
Many things in the realm of life.
但是我们一定要用很严正的。
But with the right attitude.
很清洁的动机。
A clean attitude.
很造就、造就性的动机。
A constructive attitude.
很智慧的言语。
Words of wisdom.
来劝勉人。
To persuade others.
建造人。
To build them up.
领人归正。
To lead them to the truth.
我们讲的时候，除了动机，要再加上智慧的方法。
Other than our motive, we need to have wise move.
那我们的原理的造就性就增加了。
And then we will be able to be more encouraging.
如果一个孩子很调皮
，If a child is naughty,
你把他叫来
，and you call him
这个大坏蛋
，you say you're a naughty child.
虽然你很聪明
，although you are very intelligent.
讲这两句话以后
After you said that,
你想他的态度是什么？
What would be the child's attitude?
反过来，
it will be the other
way around. 另外一
个老师， a teacher,
他说你这样聪明的孩子。
May say you are such an intelligent child.
为什么要做调皮的人呢？
Why would you want to be mischievous?
一样不一样？
Are they the same thing?
完全不一样，对不对？
Very different.
第一句，
the first incident, he said, you're a naughty child.
这孩子说，你要什么？
The child said, what do you want?
虽然你很聪明，
although you are very intelligent,
不必。
The child will say, forget it.
就不接受你。
He will not accept
you. 反过来，
but on the other way,
你是很聪明的孩子。
You say, you are a very intelligent child.
他一定说不敢当，不敢当。
The child will say, well, not so.
第二句是可惜你今天很坏蛋。
The second one is, but today you are very mischievous.
他就是下一次不了，下一次不坏蛋。
The child will say, well, I will behave myself later.
就是这样简单。
It's so simple.
我们今天呢，有许多时候言语讲话没有智慧。
The problem for us is that we are not wise in the way we speak.
每次我们讲就把事情弄得更坏，再讲弄得更坏，然后我们就永远没有办法回头。
Sometimes when we speak, we make situation worse and we have no turning back.
我们要学习怎么样讲话。
We need to learn how to speak.
用怎样的方法讲。
The methods of speaking.
用怎样的智慧讲。
Words of wisdom.
用怎样的层次讲。
How to express ourselves in different layers.
先后讲。
The priorities in the way we speak.
心灵的深处。
From deep in our heart.
第一，
firstly,
我一定要存着爱心讲诚实话。
I must speak truth in love.
第二，
secondly,
我存着为别人的好处讲造就的话。
I must speak words that will build others for their sake.
不是存着爱心讲话。
If we speak without love,
口才多好都没有用。
It doesn't matter how articulate you are.
如果不是存着正直的动机造就别人来讲话。
If I speak without the correct attitude to build others up,
长篇大论也没有用。
It doesn't matter how long we will speak.
我们以爱做出发点。
We must start off with love.
以清洁的动机做出发点。
With a clean motive.
以对讲话的对象的好处做出发点。
For the goodness of the person who is hearing us.
以智慧的方法做出发点。
With methods of wisdom.
以神的原则出发点。
With the principles of God.
才开口。
And then we open our mouth.
才发言。
And then we speak.
那我们的话就是合宜的话语。
Then our words will be appropriate.
合宜的话语像什么？
What are appropriate words?
新苹果被包在银网子的里面。
Appropriate words are like golden apples in a silver container.
金光透过银网一孔一孔的射出来。
And the golden light will shine forth.
多么令人炫目。
And it is very beautiful.
多么宝贵。
Very precious.
多么有价值。
With great value.
那些伟大的话语。
Those great words,
那些造就性的话语,
are words that build others up.
我告诉你,
let me tell you this.
你虽然讲,
although you may speak,
没有人记录下来,
may not be recorded.
一定有一天人要把它写下来。
But one day someone will write it down.
照样,
in the same manner.
你写的东西,
when you write things,
虽然没有人知道,
although people may not know,
发现一定人拿去讲的。
One day people will speak of it.
有一篇文章里面有两句话。
There is an essay that has two words there.
讲一些有人要把它记录下来的话。
It says that we ought to speak words that are worthy of recording.
你写一些人家拿去讨论的话。
Or write words that are worthy to be speak of.
两种之一都可以的。
Either would be fine.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为人发现价值。
They will find value in them.
发现意义。
Meaning in them.
有时候我们的书房里面。
Sometimes in our study room.
有一两句话。
There are some quotations.
叫做座右铭。
There are quotations that are important.
终身格言。
For our own life.
终身刺激鼓励我们上进的话语。
These quotations may inspire us for our whole life.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为曾经有人讲过那些话。
Because once someone spoke of these words,
震撼我们的心。
And it inspired us.
造就我们的人格。
And builds up our character.
改变我们的个性。
And transform our lives.
刺激我们的奋斗。
Inspire us to strive.
那些话。
These words.
价值连城。
Has great value indeed.
句句字字可点可圈。
Every word is inspiring.
为什么呢？
Why?
有人讲过那样的话。
Someone once spoke of it.
那个人是谁？
Who are these people?
盼望就是你。
Perhaps it was you.
盼望就是我。
Perhaps it's me.
我们成了一个又说言语。
Let us be people who control our tongue.
勒住舌头。
Who rein in our tongue.
以爱，以圣洁，以智慧来发言。
With love, with cleanliness, with wisdom, let us speak.
他就祷告。
And then we pray
讲的话,
that the words we speak of is given to God.
求主借着这些话造就别人。
May the Lord use these words to build others up.
是凡听见这些话的人,
that those who would heard the words,
信仰被建立起来。
Their faith may be established.
人格被建立起来。
Their characters may be built up.
奋斗意志被建立起来。
They will be inspired to strive.
牺牲自我的精神被建立起来。
And be able to be self-sacrificial.
在世界点燃爱、和平、盼望的种子。
And in the world, they will ignite the seeds of love, peace, and hope.
就从你开始。
Let it start with you.
就从我开始。
And start with me.
然后你说。
And then you say.
我若是这样的话。
If indeed this is the case.
可以成为。敬虔敬畏上帝的人
I will be worthy to be known as a person who is godly and God-fearing.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
若有人自以为敬虔
If anyone considers himself religious,
却不勒住自己的舌头
and yet does not rein in his tongue,
这人的敬虔是虚假的
his religion is worthless.
我们站起来祷告
Let us stand up and pray.
十字架